failing pronunciation. It's a pity that the subcontinent learners start learning English with learning the English alphabet. No wonder they depend on the spelling of a word for its pronunciation. That's why you will hear most educated speakers of English in this area pronounce common words like village, plumber, and receipt as village, plumber, and receipt, and uncommon words like indict, whittle, and chicory as indict, victual, and chicory. It's a common practice among scholars to give the tag of spelling pronunciation to non-native speakers. But this myth was well and truly exploded when, during my PhD program at CIFL Hyderabad, I got a few native speakers of English from Britain, States, and Canada to read in the language laboratory for recording my list of words meticulously prepared for informants. The list had words like chassis and thesis, and Professor Eric Mottram, who taught English literature in London, Sheila Wilkinson, the feminist writer from Canada, and the American director of ASRC, American Studies Research Center, Hyderabad, had to resort to a spelling pronunciation because they hadn't listened to these words before. It's indeed noteworthy that the Dean, Medical College, Raipur, pronounced thesis correctly because he happened to have listened to this word before, pronounced by an English doctor. Similarly, a businessman from Raipur pronounced chassis correctly because he had heard this word before, pronounced by his French teacher who had taught him some French.